We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Delivered into Light, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For you were at one time darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Annabelle surrendered fully to Christ, she began to notice a new kind of resistance. The devil no longer had legal authority over her, but he still attempted to harass her through old habits, old fears, and old associations. Her dreams became clearer, her discernment sharper, and she started recognizing behaviors and relationships that were not consistent with the kingdom she had now entered. One day, as she read the scriptures and listened to a teaching on renewing the mind, she realized that although her spirit had been delivered instantly, her mind needed deliberate transformation. She began to replace the old sayings, superstitions, and philosophies she grew up with by meditating on God's word daily. That was when the real transformation began. She threw away all her old charms and even the bottles of oil she kept as spiritual backups. She stopped listening to certain people who only planted fear and suspicion in her heart. She deleted the phone numbers of stalkers she still had saved, just in case. These actions didn't save her. Christ already saved her. But they helped her walk in the freedom she had received. Many believers today struggle because they want the benefits of the kingdom of light while still holding on to the tools and mindset of the kingdom of darkness. You cannot walk in authority over darkness while entertaining the very things that darkness uses to gain a foothold. Annabelle's journey teaches us that deliverance is not only an event, but it is also a walk. God brings you out of darkness instantly, but you must intentionally walk in His light daily. Submitting your decisions, relationships, finances, and desires to Christ's Lordship is how you remain firmly rooted in the kingdom you have entered. The more surrendered you are, the more dominion you walk in. Go into today remembering that you are now light in the Lord. Live like one. Renounce anything in your life that does not align with Christ's will. Prayer. Lord, help me walk fully in the light and reject anything that contradicts your lordship over my life. Strengthen me to grow in your authority. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Proverbs 31. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.